So in a sense, each person is carrying around their own universe.
Yeah, in a very real sense. I have done experiments hundreds of times in which I have audiences try to describe the same thing, and they all perceive it differently.
You are the Big Bang, the original force of the universe, coming on as whoever you are. See, when I meet you, I see not just what you define yourself as, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. I see every one of you as the primordial energy of the universe coming on at me in this particular way. Thank you.
were you talking about this morning? Jung and what was that other stuff?
The collective unconscious.
Did they tour or did they just cut records? I missed something, didn't I?
I've had a lot of experiences which have changed my idea of reality profoundly. The idea of reality as a singular noun doesn't make any sense to me at all anymore.
What model do you use?
I like the sociological term glass and grid, which some sociologists use. Koszybski called it your system of abstractions, which means a lot if you know the mathematical school he was working from, but doesn't mean much to most readers. Leary coined the magnificent term reality tunnel. I call it a neurological reality tunnel. Everybody has their own neurological reality tunnel.
These cut-up experiments appeared in 19... Who are you in Rig Quiz Show? Accident in U.S. People are sparked. Stop.
So subatomic particles might just really be like vibrating waves of energy?
Correct. Right. Listen, no mass, no thing.
The essential building block of everything is nothing.
All is an illusion. That's what I hated about the business. What are you supposed to do with information like that?
Hmm.
tell me when.
They say for you to go to that gone race of man of the past 8 centuries. Michael Haight, 1654, 1698. Brownstone Street, Flanders, England. John Dayton, 1891, 1954. Six Bottom Road, Hilda Rodington,
hand on quill, hand on pencil.
Your hand is made of gold. Tiny Cake was a friend of Pierre Gatti's, of Max. John said to go to Radion, of the far west wall of Eastern Cote and Gaul. Galax Satan, 1001. Go to the well of the great God. Do not be afraid. Say, Lord of the wind, keep off the sea. You must go to the heart and the head. Go to Malik and Circe and Monet and Uzus. Say you to Jonas, say to Seya, Sonny, 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 Soy, to of Satan. Go away. I play my fool for you, Satan. Say Soy, say to say I am the vessel of Sharon.
To of Soy. Say it, Ophir. Say, say it, said. Sultan, say it. 777! God is not dead, bootleg. Touch it. My dear Samuel, I am only away for a while. Tell the people to stop warring. Tell the people to stop shedding blood. Tell the people to love. They're coming. fading.
Can you describe what a reality tunnel is?
We receive, I think, more than a billion signals every minute from the environment. Most of them we're not even conscious of receiving. They affect our legs, our arms, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our chest. All this information is pouring in, and the nervous system is making evaluations at different levels, working its way up. If we try to be conscious of all the signals, we couldn't do it. Because to be conscious of that many signals simultaneously means we only perceive chaos. The chaos is because we can't handle that much information and organize it rapidly. So we throw out all the information that seems unimportant, which means we also throw out all the information that seems threatening to our belief system or to our dogma or to our ideology. We throw out everything we think can be ignored safely, so we concentrate on the things that seem important. Then our brain constructs a model out of all the information coming up from the rest of the nervous system, and we project the model outward and consider it reality. It's not reality, it's our reality tunnel. Everybody else in the same room is constructing a different reality tunnel.
So the relationship between the organism and the environment is transactional. The environment grows the organism, and in turn, the organism creates the environment. The organism turns the sun into light, but it requires there to be an environment containing a sun for there to be an organism at all. And the answer to it is simply, they're all one process.
We see Tibet through the binoculars of the people. had a fair trial. He looks inevitable and publishes, "My sex was an advantage." He boasted of a long... "You, I, friends, where can stay? I see you free of charge. We are already here."
Kozybski's basic thesis is that all perception is co-creation.
Buddy hop, he do, he hop along, a lonely bird upon a window, there he blow, a windy snow, he knew the snow, I know the snow. A hoppy bird, the antelope ride around the parasol, just to see if he's a man enough to meet you in the sandpit on a flying kind of sighing in a meddlesome bay. You know the way. I see the flies. She's a little kite, the sort you think you might light a fire and like a kite. You get to see her every night, you know the way. She's only paving her way, hectochrome plane, I see the flies. Birdie hoppy do we hop along, a lonely bird upon a window, there he blow, the windy snow, he know the snow, a hoppy bird. A camel woke up to a Polish dawn, wouldn't look to see his feet had gone. He wouldn't like it, wouldn't have the strength to fight it. I see the flies. I'm the only bird, a little third. I lost a quarter, had a yearning to be earning just a dollar a day. And in a way you shouldn't like it. Ectochrome plane, I see the flies.
I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives.
Physics always made me anxious. On the subatomic level, everything is so bizarre, so unfathomable. With magic, you have some control.
Some of you will carry these experiments further and come up with something new. It is the Great Awakening. Recordings made with no apparent input have turned up unexplained voices on the tape.
Thank you.
The true self, either you know it or you don't. If you do know it, then you know it's the only one, and the other, so-called lower self, just ceases to be a problem. It becomes something like a mirage. And you don't go around hitting at mirages with a stick or trying to put reins on them. You just know that they're mirages and walk straight through them.
Thank you.
seems to me, as you get into the onion of an atom, and you get into the smaller and smaller particles, you find you really don't, like, you don't have any particles at all.
So Bob, one of your major themes in all your works is consciousness change, and it seems to even have been a huge theme in your life. Why is this so interesting to you?
There's an exercise I learned from Aleister Crowley, who learned it from a Buddhist monk in Ceylon. It's a simulation of enlightenment. You sit down and as long as you can and think of as many aspects of the answer to the question, why am I sitting here doing this exercise? Well, I'm sitting here doing this exercise because I read about it in a book by Aleister Crowley, and he heard about it from a Buddhist monk in Ceylon. But why did I read a book by Aleister Crowley? Well, because Alan Watts recommended a biography of Crowley. And you go on adding reasons, and after a while you come up with things like, I'm sitting here doing this exercise because the Scandinavians overfished the North Sea in the 5th century, and they couldn't make their living as fishermen anymore, so they turned to piracy. And that's why my grandmother's name was O'Loughlin, which means son of the Dane in Gaelic. And then, of course, ultimately you come to, because the sun is the kind of star that has planets, and this is the one planet that we know of in this solar system that can support this kind of life. If you try that exercise, you should do it at least 3 times in a month to find out the infinite number of factors and coincidences and synchronicities and accidents and utterly inexplicable connections you can find that explain why you're sitting here doing that exercise.
Bye. Winding down here on the other side, and once again, this has been Half Remarkable Questions, Part 2. My name is Finale, I've been guest hosting this evening. We started off this last set with Mark Fry, and we would need a mirror to actually say the song title, because it's all backwards, but so I, we'll just call it the Backwards Song. And actually, it was, I think, backwards. And then we heard a piece from northeastern part of Cambodia. Then we heard a piece from Iran, Dule Helen, with Biak Turk. Actually, I think it's from Turkey. And then we heard Exuma with Seance in the 6th fret. Harry Parch with Ring Around the Moon. And of all things, a Japanese waltz. Strange, really. Called Cosmos Elegy. Then we heard Sid Barrett with Birdie Hop. He do. And then we heard Mandika, Music of Gambia with Hamaba. A piece from China, in English, it's called Busy with Weaving. And we heard a piece from East Africa called Kaso. And lastly, we heard Exuma again with Zandu. The ripple in the ocean has no beginning or end. The rippleness that it is trickles and curls and rides and plays and oozes and twirls on the everything and nothing that it is.
Well, we have here tonight somebody who's just come into the studio, a Mr. Chang Tzu. And it seems as if Mr. Tzu would like to share something. Mr. Tzu? Yes, he has a request. He would like to say that, show me the man who has forgotten to use language. I would like to have a word with him. Mr. Tzu, you're in luck. You have found your people tonight.
Forever and ever and ever and ever. Be glad, oh be glad. For the song has no ending.